KEOM joins the community in remembering the 9/11 attacks.
My name is Alicia Wilson. I'm an art instructor at Painting with a Twist in Mesquite. I was at work the day that 9/11 happened. I was a secretary for a pediatric clinic. We have some TVs in our conference room, and someone was watching the television on a break, and then they let us know that we had been attacked, and so we all kind of flooded into the conference room on the day of the attack to watch it unfold live on our TVs, and we're still trying to work. There's still babies coming into the clinic. We really didn't know what was going on yet. First, it just seemed like there was a plane that had crashed into a building. That's all we knew. We didn't know it was a terrorist attack at first. After I found out that the second plane hit the tower, I was pretty convinced that we were under a terrorist attack of some kind. And my mind was totally blown because in my lifetime, American soil had never been attacked. You know, the last time was Pearl Harbor, and I was born in 1970. So this was, you know, a very foreign concept to me. I couldn't even believe that we're under terrorist attack. I was very sad and heartbroken for all the lives lost of all the Americans. And I was very afraid, just the fact that we didn't know what was going on that day. I remember driving home from work and I had to go pick up my six-year-old daughter at kindergarten. And I didn't know if I was going to get to her because we kept hearing more and more reports as the day went on. And as I'm driving, I'm hearing there's a plane headed for the White House. And I'm like, we're under attack. We're going to war. I mean, what's going to stop them from attacking my city? And all I wanted to do was just drive and get to that daycare and pick up my child because I was just very fearful of what was going to happen next. Because in America, we're not used to war on our own soil. It's a complete foreign concept to us. So I was very, very afraid and very uncertain and just didn't know what was going on. Very confused and shocked. It changed everything from then on. The number one thing I saw in my life was the airports changed. You used to could go to the airport, whether you were flying anywhere or whether you were picking someone up, you could go in and wait for someone to come in. You could no longer do that. They had to up the security. I think it just put everyone into a state of fear of not knowing. And if someone would attack the greatest country in the world, we were no longer safe.